Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Are you a robot?
I am not a robot.
Yes, I am registered to vote in Florida.
All right, thank you. So what would you say the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida legislature, and other offices? Would you say that you're almost certain to vote? Or you're probably certain to vote, or you already voted?
I'm almost certain to vote.
All right, thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Democratic, all right, thank you. So would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
1960,
all right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right, so would you mind sharing your race?
Do I have to?
Well, you don't have to, but we would like to. That way, well, I mean, kind of in this part, you do have to because it is a kind of decision question. But it's just to make sure we have, a statistical evaluation of everyone. White, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off on the wrong track?
No, Florida is fucked. Excuse my French. Our governor sucks.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either being very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first person is Joe Biden.
Well, I'm glad he pulled out of the presidential race. I mean, I like him.
All right, so would that be somewhat favorable then?
Yes.
What about Kamala Harris?
I guess somewhat favorable. I mean, either way, she's going to get my vote because I'm not going to vote for the dingling that she's running against.
All right, thank you. What about Barbara Sharif?
Oh, I like her.
Would that be very favorable then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What about Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
Oh, I've seen his things. I don't really know much about him. I guess somewhat favorable.
All right. And what about Chad Klipsman?
They were saying stuff about him that he's really not a true Democrat. So I don't know. I have to investigate him a little bit more.
All right. No worries. So in the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate, if it were held today and the candidates in your district were Chad Klipsman, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for who would you vote
Barbara
for?
Barbara Sharif.
Would that be, very certain?
Very certain.
All right, thank you. So still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, could you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate? And the list goes voting rights, LGBTQ rights, education, protecting reproductive rights, health care, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, or climate change and the environment.
And what am I supposed to tell you about those?
Oh, if you could choose which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for Florida State Legislature.
Education.
All right, thank you. So finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. We're almost done. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
All right. What is the last grade of schooling you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's, all right. And finally, just for verification purposes, can I have only your first name, please?
Andrea,
all right. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. This will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.